This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The congressional impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump continues, and this has already been a day of compelling public testimony. In the witness chair, America's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He admitted pressuring Ukraine over U.S. military aid at the express direction of President Trump, and he said he regretted working with Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who he said was pushing for a quid pro quo, aid for a promise of an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election DNC server and Burisma.
Sondland said the White House and the State Department had made his testimony more difficult by denying access to large numbers of documents and other records.
This process has been challenging and in many respects less than fair. I have not had access to all of my phone records, State Department emails, and many, many other State Department documents. And I was told I could not work with my EU staff to pull together the relevant files and information.
AP correspondent Eric Tucker now with a bit of analysis.
It is extraordinary to hear Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, invoke the names of so many different administration officials who he said were kept in the loop on exactly what he was doing. And he used the term quid pro quo, which importantly is a term that the president has disavowed and said didn't take place.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it's carried out a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. This in response to rocket fire on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights yesterday. A British-based monitoring group said the air assault killed 11 people. The Israeli military says its fighter jets hit a number of targets near Damascus, including Quds Force surface-to-air missile installations, warehouses, and bases. Syria claims its air defenses destroyed most of the incoming Israeli missiles. The U.S. military says two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation, but early reports indicate enemy fire was not involved. Britain's Conservative Party has been accused of trying to deceive voters by changing the name of its press office Twitter account to Fact Check UK. That came during a televised election debate between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn. AP correspondent Charles Oladesma reports from London.
Rebranded to resemble a neutral fact-checking account, Fact Check UK posted a series of tweets supporting Johnson during Tuesday's debate. It later reverted to the name CCHQ Press and restored the Conservative logo to its profile. Organisations that seek to combat political misinformation have cried foul, with the authentic fact-checking website Full Fact saying the move was an attempt to mislead voters, while Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab claimed voters would not be perturbed by social media cut and thrust. Charles Oladesma, London.
Back in the United States, 10 Democratic Party presidential hopefuls for 2020 hold another campaign debate tonight in Atlanta. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren will be center stage. Here's AP's Matt Small on the uncertainty hanging over the debate.
Polling across early voting states has created a murky picture of who exactly leads the pack of Democratic presidential hopefuls. While former Vice President Joe Biden is still a frontrunner, so too are Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Bernie Sanders. Tonight's debate offers an opportunity for any of them to stumble or shine.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. Amnesty International says Iranian security forces have killed at least 106 people in nationwide anti-government protests since Friday. But the Tehran regime has not released any official numbers. Authorities have extended an almost complete shutdown of internet access to stop Iranians from sharing images of the protests with the outside world. The demonstrations were sparked when the government abruptly raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50%. And Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand for a trip that will also take him to Japan. The purpose, says the Vatican, is to offer a moral boost to the tiny Catholic minorities in both countries. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.